When Alfred Hitchcock made Psycho, he tapped into a deep-rooted terror etched into the psyche of the leisure sailor. Showers. Now take Ramsgate, for example. Once we'd confirmed that Ramsgate was indeed Ramsgate, and not Dover, Dieppe, or Donegal, then spent 2 hours fine-tuning a complex man-trap of warps and lines that would secure our boat in the event of a tsunami, the next task was to bore all nearby berth holders with daring do tales of our epic near-death 30-mile passage from the swale on the Thames in the very top of a Force 3. What we were really doing was a classic displacement activity, for now there was nothing left but to man up, confront our fears, and tackle the showers. Now the strange thing is that at home I'm generally able to operate a shower unaided, although once in a frolicsome moment I did ask Jules for assistance. Never again. However, in a marina, which for the sake of Essex readers I should explain is not a 1970s Morris car of lacklustre mediocrity, it's a different matter. And the one at Ramsgate is particularly tricky. The marina in the inner dock had an electronic button for the gate and a separate code for the shower block. That's an awful lot to remember, along with soap, flannel, razors, shaving cream, talc, deodorant, toothbrush, toothpaste, floss, whipping twine will do at a pinch, shower cap, slightly fresher undies, and a bottle of Old Spice aftershave, the serious sailor's staple classic cologne. See, already I've forgotten the towel. Of course, for women it's different. Most don't use Old Spice, and their razors are pink. Plus, they can remember things. Now I have to say, not in a boastful way, that my first shower went off passably well, and for once I was spared the alarming sight of that ruddy, hairy bloke who always passes a towel between his legs, then rasps vigorously back and forth, buffing his nethers till you can smell burning and his undercarriage green gleams like a brass binnacle, all while whistling the theme from the Dam Busters. Occasionally it's 633 Squadron. It makes the shower scene in Psycho look tame. But from then on, it was all downhill. The fact is, the longer you spend in a place, the more challenging showering becomes. First, you start forgetting things on your way to the showers, which, for the sake of people with RYA qualifications, I should explain, is the incorrect civilian term for what you call heads. The classic thing to forget is the towel, which, of course, you've just remembered is pegged to your jib sheet several miles away on the far side of the marina. That means you have to drip dry for 5 hours, listening to a German whistling the whole of Wagner's Ring Cycle. Next, you start leaving things in the shower, and anything, apart from your Old Spice and spicy old underpants, will have been snaffled by the time you get back. In fact, male showers are commonly festooned with rank orange polyester Y-fronts of Morris Marina vintage. The inevitable outcome of all this is that after 2 or 3 days, your entire time ashore is spent shuffling between your boat and the showers, with ever longer periods spent stationary mid-pontoon in paralysed indecision, laying out your hygiene accoutrements for a stock check. But help is at hand. Every shower block in the civilised world, from the Hamble to Cowes, has a resident RYA-qualified suds master, always on hand to dispense impartial ablutions advice, such as, the cubicle at the end has the hottest water, but the one-third from left has the most powerful nozzle. So which one do you use? It just doesn't help. Then you get those push-button showers, especially designed to cut out the moment the water starts to become tepid. Here, generally, there's a shower shaman on hand to advise. I've timed them all. If I was you, mate, I'd go for the cubicle 2. It averages 12.73 seconds, depending on atmospheric pressure. Showers, operated by tokens, present their own challenges to the thrifty cruising sailor. And is there any other type? Here, you might encounter a strictly non-RYA accredited advisor, a Splash Harry type, suggesting you could make savings by filing down a pound coin or using a casino gambling chip, of which he has a ready supply available at very reasonable prices. We can't condone this, as it might set you on a slippery slope, or possibly soap. In truth, The shower block is also the front line in the eternal battle of wits waged between sailors and marina managers. In the showers at Bradwell on my native Blackwater in Essex, there's a sign that reads, "Please, please, please," in capital letters, "do not wash our anti-foul or paint brushes in these sinks." From that, I assume they want you to use the showers instead. In fact, we East Coast sailors are a particularly resourceful bunch, and we quite often sail across the Thames to take our mooring tackle, anchors and chains for a wash in the showers on the South Coast. We used to do it on the East Coast until they put up a sign on the washing machines in Levington barring such items. In any case, if showers get you into a lather, washing machines will really get you in a spin. In fact, in the entire history of seafaring, no one has ever yet managed to successfully operate a marina washing machine beyond locking their clothes in the tub.